Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, so I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I forgot, I think it's like 27 seconds or 18 seconds or 13, something. I can get this thing set up. Anyway, have you seen my new Dr. Dish thing? I'm releasing the all-in thing on Dr.
No.
To you. Anyway, I did a whole 5-part series for Dr. Dish.
And it's really?
Yeah, so it's kind of cool.
Like, are you going to be on their website or what?
I am on their website. So anyway.
No, you're not.
I am. So go over and check
it
out.
Really?
Yeah, $450 off. Mention me. Maybe you're all in. If you want to be all in, then you're going to join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. The one-stop shop for basketball coaches. Everything you need to become a better basketball coach. Anyway. Yes, don't seem so shocked that I'm on their website. All right. Go and check it out. All right. Till next week. All right. Welcome to High School Hoops. Coach Steger is freaking out because how many days is it till, you know, not like month?
Well, we pre-record these, so we're five weeks.
Yeah. Wow.
About 5 weeks.
Are you freaking out?
A little bit, to be honest with you. In a good way. I mean, you forget when you don't do it for a while, you forget all the other things that kind of hinder what you really want to focus on. So, and then the reality is of being a school teacher and a dad
and a husband
and all that. And then your youth stuff. It's a lot.
It is. I know. I'm agreeing. It's like, so what would make it easier for you before we jump into the topic of starting practice? What would make it easier for you?
Now in my career or when I was young?
Either one. Because I personally think, and this is, I haven't told you this though, but I'm starting like a full access and I'm going to let people follow me for an entire season, for an entire 12 months of what I do for an entire 12 months. For two reasons. One, I think peak coaches, it would help younger coaches. You've kind of already been through it once, but even for established ones, first of all, to kind of see how, I think the hardest part is you don't know what's coming, like around the next corner. You don't know what's coming. You do now because you've done it. But most coaches, when they kind of start out, don't know, what's coming around. I'm doing it for that reason because I think it will help a lot of coaches, but I'm also doing it because I want to document near the end of my career, kind of, this is what I did for, a year.
Right.
I think that might help some young coaches. I don't know. That's just my thought. But what's your thought on that?
I think the hardest thing is just ensuring that you got all the things that you want to get in. I think, I don't know how some coaches do it. I mean, we all
100% agree. I think it's not knowing Yes, making sure you have everything.
So for let's just say, you know, you get your schedule and you have a certain amount of days. And I was watching, you know, I was actually watching something from Teach Hoops last night. I was looking at practice plan, and that's why I got intrigued by the topic of how to start practice. And it was
good lead-in.
It was about
good lead-in.
It was like six. It was like 5 or 6 years ago. It's part of your practice planning course. And it was a female. I think she was the coach at UWM. And she talked about practice planning. And she says that high school coaches have it even harder because college coaches, they go for like 30 days before they even have their first game. And for us high school coaches, a lot of us will have 8 to 10 days before they, you know, before they have to be able to play a game.
I know.
And I think that's the most exhausting.
Yeah.
The most exhausting. And you're like, okay, we got to work on these fundamentals. I was like, oh, and it's just like, there's so much you have to do, you know?
So I've learned. So the topic today is how to start practice. I think early in the season, individual skill work takes a back burner. And so that's where the topic of how do you start practice later in the season. I start pre-practice with a lot of individual work.
But I love that. This is why we're here, to have these conversations. Yeah. So,
but I guess that early, puts perspective early too. I don't think you have time. I don't have time to spend 20 minutes during practice early to do shooting stuff, to do, you know, maybe some rebound. I don't have as much time. And again, I do it. I just don't have as much time as I have in January and February to do those, maintain skill, improve. Because we start on, you know, I take 2 days to pick the team. Then I've got 7 days until my first game. I've got to make sure we got a press break in. I got to make sure we have out of bounds plays in. I got to make sure we got this. I got to make sure we got this. So I just don't have the time. So going back to the topic of how do I start practice, we have actually a pre-practice before practice actually starts. Because, you know, it's different kids that are in different parts of the building. It's a big building. When can they get there? You know, so all season, before the actual, you know, when I gather them together and we do some discussion, we do some breathing before we actually start practice. That's when I connect. First of all, I make connections at that point. That's in my pre-practice, but I'm also working on, you know, a couple of my coaches are jumping in and we're working on specific skill sets. So that kind of stays constant. But once that actual, the connection and here's what we're going to do today and blah, blah, blah. And then we jump into whatever we're going to do. I want it to be intense early in practice. That's kind of one of my things. I don't know.
Yeah. So I would say I was just finishing up my practice schedule and I added, you know, someone, I had coaching girls. You know, boys start the week after, so I can add some a little bit extra time and you know, have the gym availability and so forth. And my big focus is getting shots up, you know, not adding more time for offensive install, but how can I get these shots up, finishing, free throws, shooting, blah, 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 blah. That's where I and extending my practice where you're like, oh yeah, how do I get all these other things in? And so that's where my push is. So when I'm going to be starting practice this year and how do I start practice? I used to start practice with like, you know, some high energy, this or that. I guess my change this year is going to be shooting, some type of partner shooting. It's going to be consistent. And it's going to be, cause I'm coming from one building.
Competitive?
Kind of, and tracking. And I want him to have the same partner for a week and then rotate. And it might be designated on what that player is doing. So let's say that I have a player that's more around the perimeter, what they do in that 15 minutes to start practice might look completely different than two perimeters working together. So, that's kind of what I'm thinking of when it comes to starting practice this year. In years past, I've usually done like things with like weighted basketballs, things that really get their high energy, high going. But this year it's also based on your situation of where you are as a coach. So let me explain this to you. So years ago, when I was a varsity coach at the other previous high school I was at, my day ended earlier and I was in the gym before my kids would come in. Now it's going to be like almost simultaneously. or I might have two coaches kind of starting practice or just opening up the door, and I'm trickling in from my previous building. So what can I do to make it effective but not too structured where, you know, coming in? So I think part of it, like when you start practice, is based on how you're entering the building. You know, are you entering the building at the same time? Are you entering the kids almost getting there just a little bit before you do? Or are you coming like a couple minutes after the players are coming in? So I think how you structure that also kind of makes how you start practice too. So I don't know if that makes sense to you.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Because I've always had one of my assistants has been in middle school and he's always been there, but now his schedule changed. So now I'm going to have to. Yes, I think that first how you start your class or your practice changes. And now it's going to be and my other assistant usually was able to open it up, and now he's got a seventh hour, so he can't. So it's going to fall on me, which it hasn't in a long time. But I think that's going to be good because I'm going to lean into that. I'm going to lean into because
I would say it's almost like a classroom. So like in our school, kids kind of trickle in to start the day. Right, they're coming and eat their breakfast, blah blah blah. It's like I'm almost treating my practice coming in almost as a soft start. So they're coming in, they're with their partner, they're doing some shooting, and at like 3:15, we're on it, right? But like everybody's supposed to get there by 3 o'clock, but that 15 minutes is very, you know, self directed with their partner kind of shooting.
Yep, and that. Things too. That's why I talk about pre-practice. I tell them, and the faster you get out of seventh hour, the faster you get down and get changed, the faster you get your water bottle filled, the more things I can help you develop, and the more shots you can get up, and the more bolos. So that's the first sell. Once everyone's there, and then we, and I've told you this before, then we made in the center circle, and we have some breathing exercises and some leaving school behind things. Before we jump into it. And sometimes I think something I've done recently too is that I've let them kind of after, especially after we've established kind of our culture, I've let them kind of pick the first drill. It's an interesting little tweak
So what do you think most, like from a high school boy standpoint, what drill do they tend to pick first?
They want transition. They want to get up and down. They want to sweat. Yeah, they want to go. I tend to like competitive more. I tend to like some small sided, some like, you know, I've broken them up into groups for the week or whatever, and then we're just going at it. But also it also will depend. Maybe we're going against one of our rivals. We're right into it and we're working on our offense versus their specific. I mean, sometimes it really depends, I think, on the group, but it also depends on, maybe we got a day. It's a Wednesday and we play on Thursday, you know, and we played on Tuesday. So it's like, it's hard to say that it isn't hard to say. It is like a classroom. It is a classroom. And once you've done it, I mean, I can't even imagine how many classes I've taught because it's year 35.
Right. And I also think it's like in the time of the year. So like, I think at some point too, like you just want to get in and get out, right? Maximize your time,
right?
Hour, effective. 15 minute, hour and a half, be effective, and get out, right?
Well, because I like want to get up to the film room. I want to get up to the life lessons. I want to get up to the team building. I want those I can take 40 minutes. That's easy because it's not physically, it's mentally taking something out of them. But yeah, maybe I'm down to the hour and 20 or whatever it is. Yeah. What's your thought?
I think
on
that changes it. I just think it changes throughout the year, but like, I just think that for me, it's dependent on what your preference is. And I think I'm just gonna, for me this year in particular, my focus is just coming in and partner shooting and getting shots up right away and then starting practice, you know, and that's more of a pre-practice thing. And it's consistent. And the players know what's expected of them when they come in. It's a good way to communicate with players and how you do it. So you're in the building every day, so you see your guys a little bit more than I would see my girls every day. So this is an opportunity through that structure too to check in with them, see how things are going, check in with my staff coming in. Again, I think your initial start of practice depends on your situation of what time you're coming into the building, what your proximity is around your players. But I do agree though, like when you really start practice, you want something to get there, get the juices flowing too. So that's a little bit different.
Right. And I think it's going to depend on the specific group. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, but, and again, it depends on the age level. It depends on the intensity. It depends on how much they've played together and all that kind of
stuff. So when you meet with your guys and start a practice, you circle up, huddle up. How do you get their attention?
They're seated in a circle around the center circle and usually
seated with chairs.
Nope. On the floor.
Interesting.
And then usually it's announcements. Hey, remember we're playing blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We'll do some things. And then we do a minute of meditation and breathing to kind of leave school behind. So my assistant coach usually runs that because we forget how stressful it is for them. It's really stressful. I mean, they're not, because they're worried about the social part. They're worried about how they fit in. They're worried about where they're going to eat lunch. They're worried about where they're going to go to the bathroom. They're worried about mom getting on them because they didn't do their English. They're worried about, so I want them to just come down. Okay. And then, and when I don't do that, they yell at me because they like that. And then as they're doing it, I slowly.
So that's intriguing too, because I think some people would think that they, you know, that most people are, or boys in particular, maybe just kids in general would want to rebuttal doing something like that. You feel like the kids are really into that.
They're unplugged. It's crazy. They're not used to quiet for a minute. It's crazy. They like it. It's like walking in nature. So then, and then I bring them out of that and I say, okay, let's then, you know, we coach slowly brings them out of that. And I go, all right, now we're refocused. Remember, we're playing so-and-so tomorrow. They are going to do bing, bing, bing. We got to focus on that. Let's get a lot of high energy, a lot of touches today. And boom, we're going to go and do what we're going to do. So it's kind of like, I want to close one chapter, which is the stressful school chapter. And I want to open the fun chapter. So I explain what I'm doing early in the season, but it's right. Part of like, because they're still in their school mode when in pre-practice, they're still in there. I want to close that. I want to like, all right, now we're here and this is, let's go. It's helped every time I've forgotten to do that. They have not liked it. They want to do that. They want to unplug. They want to, like, they don't have their phones. They're crazy. It's like the longest they go in a day without their phones.
Yeah. Well, think of us as adults. Like, we have our phones tied to our hip all the time.
Right. I even have it at practice. So, all right. Anything else on how to start practice, coach?
Well, I think I even learned a little bit, so that was awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't know.
Sports Social Podcast Network.